Do you want to learn interesting psychological information in an easy, straightforward, and entertaining manner? Then you need to listen to The Shrink Is In, a podcast show produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. Dr. Gurr is a practicing licensed psychologist for more than 25 years in New York State, and now he is available to you on the internet. Now, here's Dr. Howard Gurr.
Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and today I'm going to be talking about something that came across my computer. The other day, an email came across from a colleague of mine that talked about how the big health insurers actually did extremely well in 2009. Now, I don't know about you, but most of this country did not do well in 2009, and I might say most of the world did not do well in 2009. We had the biggest depression probably since the Great Depression, and these companies still did better. Now, you think, well, how is that possible that these companies did better in view of the fact that this article, and I'll get to the article, indicated that they lost subscribers? So is it possible that these companies did better because they became more economical or because they charged more? Or because they held back on reimbursements, or because they didn't pay doctors properly or speedily, or because they denied claims and held on to money more than they normally did. But in any case, let me give you the information I have on the Big Five in 2009. And all this information came from an article that was called Health Insurers Break Profit Records as 2.7 Million Americans Lose Coverage. And it was presented by the Healthcare for America Now organization. Now, whether you're for healthcare for everyone or not is not my issue today. My issue is how these companies did so much better than before, and how that points to the fact that something has to be done to curb these companies, because they're making profits off the backs of everybody else. So let me give you the numbers that were posted in this article for the Big Five. The first one is a company called WellPoint, which you may or may not know of. It really kind of controls the Blue Cross and Blue Shield programs around the country. And according to this article, profits increased $2.3 billion, or 91%, from 2008, even though WellPoint lost 1.4 million subscribers. It's company number one. Let's do company number two, which is United Healthcare. And United Healthcare's profit increased $845 million, or 28%, from the previous year, and reached $3.8 billion, even though they lost 1 million subscribers. United Healthcare also, by the way, spent $4.5 million in lobbying fees for Washington last year. The waiting time for payment for UnitedHealthcare was an average of 54 days. Now, in New York State, they're supposed to pay 30 days. I don't know if that's nationwide, but I would imagine it should be. The next company on the list is Cigna. Now, Cigna increased profits 346%, or $1 billion, even though they lost 639 subscribers. And Cigna spent $1.6 million for lobbying fees last year. Aetna, number four on the list, is the only company that actually declined in profit. They went down $108 million all the way down to a profit of $1.28 billion. Their enrollment went up, as opposed to the other companies. It increased by 1.2 million subscribers. Private enrollment grew by 947,000, and public enrollment climbed 266,000. But the average wait time for doctors, hospitals, and patients to receive payment is 44 days. Last on the list is Humana. Humana's profit increased $393 million, or 61% from the previous year, and reached $1 billion. Total enrollment dropped 147,000, and interestingly enough, this company holds on to claims to hospitals and doctors and members for 55 days, the longest of the five insurers. And Humana spent $3.2 million in lobbying fees. So again, what does this mean? The health insurance companies are making money off the backs of everybody else. They do very well. They're unregulated because they're uncontrolled. So whether we have governmental health plan or universal health plan, at a minimum, someone has to do something about these insurance companies. Okay, until next time, it's been Dr. Gurr for The Shrink Is In.
You have been listening to The Shrink Is In, and your host has been Dr. Howard Gurr. If you want to learn more about Dr. Gurr, go to his website at www.drsgurr.com.